question about a previous call. You talked about the grace and the law thing and the Ten Commandments. And I worship on Sundays and wonder why we do that, if there's scripture to back that up, as the commandment is to remember the Sabbath and keep it holy.
Well, since you asked, I'll answer you. I used to go to church on Sunday, and I asked the same question one time, and I was shocked to find out that Sunday worship is not grounded in Scripture at all, but it's firmly rooted in tradition.
Uh-huh.
Gradually, several hundred years after Christ, Christians in Rome began to try to reach the pagans by accommodating them. And the pagans, on the first day of the week, they had the venerable day of the sun. That's where Sunday gets its name.
Uh-huh.
And because Jews were being persecuted for Sabbath keeping, some of the Christians said, we don't want to continue worshiping on the seventh-day Sabbath like the Jews, or we might get persecuted along with them. They began to distance themselves from the Jews, and they developed a new doctrine. They said, Jesus rose the first day of the week. Let's make that the new Christian Sabbath. And it was done by man, not by the Bible or the apostles or Jesus.
Very slow process.
It happened over a period of about 200 years.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And matter of fact, if you even read a Catholic catechism, they freely admit that Sunday is not rooted in Scripture, but in tradition, and it's by virtue of the Church's authority the day was transferred, not by the Bible.
Right.
So it dates back to the Dark Ages, and if you're going to go by the Bible and follow Jesus, the seventh day of the week, which the Jews still acknowledge as the Sabbath, is still Saturday. It's still the seventh day, and that's the day that I rest and worship. I worship God 7 days a week, but I only rest one, and that's the Sabbath day.
You do keep the Sabbath.
Yes, sir. And